Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
On Monday, it is Monday, the 11th day of July. The prepper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness, which means a couple of things, several things, attitude, nutrition, and of course, physical activity. If you have issues, chronic issues, heart, lung issues, so forth, be sure you check with your healthcare professional before doing anything strenuous. This is Firearms Monday, one of our more popular segments we do. We're visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, and now advanced first aid training. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Fantastic. Good to have you with us, sir. Looks like the rain finally quit. We had rain at, what, every second or third day all spring, it seemed like, didn't it?
We had a lot of rain here in Lebanon about a month ago, but we haven't had any meaningful rain in 4 weeks.
Well, that's good for training. It might be rough on some of the farmers, but we'll take no rain for a while, and the temperatures can be rough also. But a lot going on in the world, isn't there, sir?
Yeah, it's a crazy time. You see what the government in the Netherlands is doing to their farmers, stealing their land. And there's huge protests, tens of thousands of farmers and their tractors surrounding the federal government there. And of course, our media is not showing us any of this.
No, they're not. Well, this Sri Lankan government, as I understand it, has collapsed because of protesters over the farming methods being restricted there. Allegedly, what I'm hearing is that they've restricted the use of nitrogen as part of some organic farming scheme. There's nothing involving organic farming that prohibits the use of nitrogen that I'm aware of. But when you prohibit the use of nitrogen fertilizer, you basically destroy agriculture as we know it, don't you?
Absolutely. Nitrogen is one of the key elements in fertilizing most crops. It's phenomenal what's going on in this world right now. I mean, there are revolutions and governments collapsing, and I don't know, people, we got to get this information out to people, but there are sheriff's departments all over the United States now that are not having their policemen drive around and patrol neighborhoods anymore. They can't afford the gas.
Right.
There are sheriffs putting out emergency orders. Another one just came out in Ozark County in Missouri. They are only answering calls for violent felonies. If it's any other type of crime, you got to show up at the sheriff's department in person and fill out a report. They're not sending policemen out for calls of service anymore. Why? Because the logistical train of the United States has been attacked. We are now at war. We are not in a conventional shooting war. We are in a logistical war. They are trying to destroy the United States. They're trying to destroy the economy, the small businessman, the medium-sized businessman. What you are seeing is an international corporate takeover of the United States, and they're trying to weaken the people in the United States so they can bend them to their will. And that's not going to happen. I'm just here to tell you. There isn't anybody here giving up America to the globalists.
Roger that. Well, ultimately, they can't accomplish their goal unless they disarm the people first, can they?
Well, or starve them out, or close their bank accounts. I mean, you can put pressure on populations in a lot of different ways. You can take their food. You can destroy their economy and their business, their job. They have no way of making a living. You can take their kids from them. You know, and here's the thing. People need to understand this so crystal clear. You have a God-given right to life, liberty, and happiness. That was not granted to you by your government. Your government has no moral authority to take it away. Will they try to take those things from you? Absolutely they will. They want to kill you. They want you off their planet. They want to reduce the population of the earth so that they can have a bigger slice of the pie for themselves. Now, the bottom line is you have a God-given right to this planet. Okay? You have a God-given right to defend yourself and your family. If someone comes to take your food, take your children, take your life away from you, you kill them. It's that simple. You take your rifle and you kill them, and you keep killing them. Because here's the thing that people don't understand. The biggest mistake that Germany made in Hitler's time is that when the SS and the brown shirts came to their house, they didn't kill them. If they had just killed them, and I don't mean, let's say 10 brown shirts come to your house, you kill 3 or 4 of them. That's about average. When you got the home court advantage, it should be 3-1, 4-1. Now, are they going to kill you or your family? Yeah, they're probably going to kill you eventually. But you're going to get 3 or 4 of them. If the first 15 people do this, they don't have enough people to go house to house anymore. And nobody wants to go house to house anymore. Now, do a few people die? Yes, a few people die. But do you preserve your country and your life for your children and grandchildren? You probably do. And see, this is the hard thing. Have you ever heard the phrase, John, a wise man knows that he will never sit in the shade of the tree he is planting, but he plants that tree anyway. This is something that people need to understand. Our founding fathers sacrifice for what we have today, and men from the time of our founding fathers to right now shed their blood for what we have today. And every 4, 5, 6 generations, there has to be a generation that steps up and sheds some blood to preserve God's purpose for giving you freedom. Now people say, oh, well, that's not biblical, Sam. You're talking about violence. Christians are supposed to turn the other cheek. Isn't that what most Christians believe, John?
Many do. Many, yes.
Many believe that. You know, I want everyone that listens to this show, I don't want you to take my word for anything. Okay, I want you to pick up your Bible. Pick it up. Turn it to Galatians in the New Testament, chapter 5, verse 1. And I'm going to read from you in the New American Standard. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. There it is, folks, right in your scripture. By the way, while you're in chapter 5, go to verse 13. And I quote, "For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." So there's what the Bible says about freedom. How about that for Monday morning?
That's a great way to start the week, sir. Excellent. Excellent. I wasn't aware of how large the adult Dutch agricultural world was until I started reading these reports. You know, for a relatively small country, they produce a massive amount of food, don't they?
If you take the farming from Ukraine and from the Netherlands, you're talking about almost half the food in Europe.
Amazing. Amazing. Well...
God bless the farmers of the Netherlands, because they're standing up for freedom.
Well, I have no choice. Their livelihoods, their families are about to be destroyed by these government policies. They really have no choice.
Our lives are about to be destroyed by our government's policies, except the people in America are asleep.
We have our first caller here, Sam. We got Maureen in Maryland. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. I'm listening to y'all. It's very exciting listening to y'all talking like this. And I just want to say first that I'm a Mayflower descendant and a daughter of the American Revolution, not officially, but I do have a great-great-something grandfather way back there who was a colonel in the Revolutionary War. And also, when you all were talking about how gas is getting too expensive for the police to be doing their rounds, well, maybe we need to start thinking about some other ways. I mean, it's radical, but motorcycles, bicycles, and horses, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Maureen. We appreciate the call.
Maureen brings up a great point. Maureen, I bless you for calling in and saying that, because as the government destroys the technology and the economy and the logistics of our country, oftentimes the way to fill the gap is with low-tech solutions, just like Maureen has suggested. So you are exactly right, and thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you. Well,
once you get west of Mississippi, counties get to be very large. Texas County, Missouri, for example, I believe is larger than the state of Rhode Island, if I'm not mistaken. And that's just one of 113 counties in Missouri. And frequently these counties don't have rather small budgets for their sheriff's department to operate with. And the county commission, they establish that budget beginning of the year based on conditions as they exist, which include the price of fuel. And once that budget's used up, it's used up. They can't engage in deficit spending like the federal government, can they?
No, they don't have the funds. They can't print money. They can't create money. They unless the people decide to help them out, there's nothing that they can do. And it's a sad deal. But you know what? We can fight this. We can win this battle. Anyone who tells you, oh, the government's too powerful, the government's a paper tiger. As soon as the people stand up, the governments fall. That's how it works. Corruption does not win out. Good people stand in mass, the government falls. That's history. If you knew history, you would know that. You know, the French Revolution, the American Revolution, start there and work your way back. You'll understand what I'm saying.
Roger that. Well, Sam, what upcoming training are there some available slots for us, sir, that we need to know about?
Well, and that's something that's absolutely critical, that people get training. It's not okay to falsely believe that you can defend yourself when you've had no training from real experts. Now, let's talk about who real experts are. Who are the real experts in how to win gunfights? Well, you've got the boys in Bragg. They're some of the best in the world. People think of them as Delta Force, Combat Applications Group, ACE. They've changed their name over the years, right? But it's basically the Tier 1 asset that's in Bragg. Then you've got your SEAL team guys. You've got your SEAL team 5 and 6 guys that have a counter-terrorist mission. You have your Secret Service that know more about defense and personal security than even your SEAL team and CAG operators. Okay, so then you've got your Intel Direct Action guys, which are just plain smarter than your average operator. They got higher IQs. They've got more varied training. They understand what the Secret Service guys understand. They understand what the SEAL team operators do. They understand what the CAG operators do. They understand technology at a higher level. So those are your four basic groups. If you're going to a firearm school that has a cop training you, you're not doing yourself any favors. If you're going to a firearms training school that has an 11 Bravo from the Army or a Marine that doesn't have any advanced training, wasn't on a FAST company, wasn't part of MARSOC, you're not doing yourself any favors, guys. You need to get to a school where you have Tier 1 asset level skills being taught if you want to survive a firefight. And the nice thing about those guys is they understand technology as well. They understand what suppressors do for you in a fight, what thermal does for you in a fight. They'll explain this stuff to you so that you can get on track and put a plan together that helps you defend your home and your neighborhood and your family and your loved ones. And it's important that you do this because just as John and I predicted, things are devolving. Right now, people don't realize that the additives that go in engine oil for cars and trucks is not being delivered to the oil factories. I have a good friend who owns his own auto and truck repair business. They have now limited him to the amount of oil he can buy. In fact, they only let him buy 7 cases of diesel engine oil for Ford trucks last week. That's what they limited him to. Well, he deals with a lot more than 7 Ford trucks a week. Understand this is coming, folks. So, if you want to drive your car, go buy enough oil to do at least 4 or 5 oil changes so you can get through this rough period. Go buy enough food to get through a couple of years, a rough period. Make sure you have enough ammo to get through a couple of years, a rough period. Make sure you have a thermal sight on your go-to weapon. And make sure you have a suppressor on the weapon you have a thermal sight on. And for God's sakes, go get training. Don't lie to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Go get training. And learn how to use a firearm from behind cover in multiple positions, multiple types of cover. And learn how to react properly. Now, I'll give you an example. Our students today, or this past weekend, they started out being able to deal with 3 threats and do a mag change in about 22 to 24 seconds. By the end of 4 days of training, they were under 8 seconds with both the handgun and the rifle.
That's outstanding.
Now let me quantify that before we go to these phone calls, John. So they literally took over 15 seconds off their time on average. 15 seconds. Now ask yourself this question. How many rounds can Sam fire from his handgun in 1 second? The answer is 8, very comfortably. How many rounds can I fire through my AR-15 in a second, semi-auto? 9 or 10, depending on whether it's morning or afternoon. If it's morning, my trigger finger is a little slower than it is in the afternoon because I'm an old man. But a trained shooter can fire 8 to 10 rounds a second, semi-auto.
And we have a break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Check out the EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. Sammy, you got a further comment before we get to our first caller, sir?
Well, I want to answer your question about what classes are available. So okay. July 30th to 31st, we have a Tactical Handgun Advanced 1. So if you've had the basic tactical handgun and rifle course, you can sign up for that. You can call me this week. We can get you in that class. Our next basic handgun and rifle series course is August 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. You can definitely get in. We have 4 spots still open in that class. You can call me and sign up for that. We have another tactical advanced course. We have August 27th and 28th, Introduction to 1,000-Yard Precision Rifle Shooting. Then we have another basic class. I think it's the best class of the year to get in September 9th, September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. The weather is absolutely stunningly beautiful here in the fall, but that class is probably the best basic tactical handgun rifle series. It's amazing. The time of year is fantastic. That's September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. If you need a basic course, if you haven't been to our basic course yet, you have to take that class. It is the gateway to all of the advanced training. It's where you learn about the rifles, you learn how to run the trigger, you learn how to do speed reloads, you learn how to take care of the rifle. You learn posture and balance and different shooting positions that you're going to need in these advanced courses. So I would highly encourage people get signed up for that. That class is already half full. People love training in September here. Then on September 16th, 17th, and 18th, we have our enhanced urban vehicle tactical course. This is where you learn how to fight with a rifle and win a gunfight. And we cover a myriad of things. We patch a lot of holes that people have from their previous training. Do not kid yourself. If you've already had firearms training and you've never trained at the Freedom Center on Tier 1 skills, you're going to start in that basic class whether you've had training or not. Don't be fooled. You will learn things that you never learned in your other classes.
Roger that. Well, Sam, our first caller here is my neighbor Linda. She has a place for sale not far from where I watched you about 16 years ago from the standing position to shoot a steel plate and hit it from 1,000 yards from the standing position. I still got that steel plate, by the way, with the hole in it from the 30 caliber Wolf. And Linda, good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
Linda, your
How
home.
Are you,
wonderful, wonderful. Linda, your home is about 8 minute drive from my place. It's a log lodge. It's been used as a bed and breakfast for several years, and it's linked at my website, ladies and gentlemen, at thelibertyman.com. I'm kind of curious. You're responsible for the interior decorating. If a person just loved the interior decorating, would that interior decorating be negotiable as part of the sale?
Sure, of course.
Okay, well, that's good to know because it's so well done. I wouldn't change a thing myself. As I like to say, this home that you and your husband have for sale could easily be featured in Better Homes and Gardens as a feature story, in my opinion, couldn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, there's no doubt whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, I know there's many of you because I talked to you. I was in Indianapolis over the weekend at the Red Pill Conference with Ed Griffin. I know there's a lot of you who are considering moving to Missouri. In fact, I found out over the weekend that Ed Griffin's son moved to Eminence as a result of listening to my show. So if you're interested in a home in my neighborhood, a beautiful home that doesn't even need dusting, ready to move in, Linda, this home is being surveyed in the next three or four weeks at the most?
Yes, the last week of July. We'll get the official survey is what's scheduled.
Well, that's only 2 weeks away.
Right.
So that's fantastic because getting a survey done with the activity going on is difficult.
Yes.
Now, Linda, the time you took to do this interior decorating, you put a lot of time and effort into that, didn't you?
Oh, sure. But it's enjoyable. It's a home that's very enjoyable to decorate and be there and enjoy.
Now, if you're interested in this home, ladies and gentlemen, there's multiple photographs, more on the way. The home comes with 30 to 35 acres subject to the survey, which will be done in just over 2 weeks. And the price compared to a bungalow in Los Angeles is on the East Coast. People find it very agreeable price, don't they?
Yes, I think so. I think actually
Absolutely.
Once they see the place, they're amazed at the price.
They are. In fact, our engineer down in Texas, she looked at it and she was just shocked at how good the price was. So check out the place at my website, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful photographs. If you've got a question or comment, just give me a call. My phone number is right there at my website. And I'll answer the question or I'll put you in touch with Linda, and she can give you even a more detailed answer than I can. Linda, I want to thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, Jan.
Okay. And we got a lot of people moving to the Lebanon area also, wanting to get away from the West Coast and East Coast, don't we, Sam?
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. We'll talk after the break.
We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, there's a lot there. There's exclusive content you find nowhere else. Articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. The daily intelligence update, which is done every day, every 48 hours on Monday, every 24 hours Tuesday through Friday. And, of course, products you'll find nowhere else. Winter will be here in about 5 months, believe it or not. We had a lot of interest in the Liberator rocket heaters in Indianapolis over the weekend. The quicker you get your order in for your rocket heater, the quicker you can be sure, without any doubt whatsoever, that you can burn wood, firewood, you can burn wood pellets. Up to 2,000 square feet will stay warm and cozy with your Liberator rocket heater at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is the following website, freedomcentertraining.com. If you want to sign up for a class, order a custom rifle, get a piece of equipment, such as a thermal imaging sight at a great discount, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, our next caller is Vince in Texas. Good morning, Vince. Go ahead, Vince. You're on the air.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Thank you for taking my call. Got maybe a little good news to share about primers, a place that folks should be able to find some right now. They'd like to order some. I've been keeping an eye on these folks relatively, you know, frequently, just trying to keep an eye on what's available where. But if you've heard of Natchez Shooters Supply, they're in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
They have a pretty good selection of CCI. Right now they have a few federal as well. Let me glance quick here. Hopefully I won't drop out on the phone call. They've got federal large pistol magnum, small rifle. They've also got CCI 34 and 41, the military hard primers, large pistol, small rifle. What else? Magnum, small rifle, and Benchrest 4, small rifle. One of the nicer things about Natchez is they'll let you buy a sleeve up to 5,000. I have seen some, you know, occasionally at Midway USA as well, but they usually cut you off at 1,000, and the hazmat fees and everything on that just ends up not necessarily being practical. But right now they seem to have those, and I wanted to share that because I imagine there's people trying to find them. And if there's time, I'd like to ask Sam his opinion about working with military brass on one thing.
Go ahead. Sam's listening. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. It is in regard to use of military 7.62 NATO brass. I got a hold of some one time. Essentially, the heads were a little mangled up. It was pretty obvious they'd been fired through like an M60 or something like that. And the heads were not flat all the way across the top. They're just a little bit off level from, I guess, the bolts. But my question is, is there anything he would recommend maybe as far as maybe trying to true those up a little bit, or you think it would just be better to get some other brass?
Well, it depends on why they're not true. Generally, in a machine gun environment, the machine gun extractor is yanking the round out before the pressure has right. completely dropped in the chamber, so it bends the rim slightly.
Yeah.
But if you size them and bump the shoulder back 3 or 4 thousandths, you may see that the rim straightens out a little bit. If it doesn't, okay. Then the only way to properly true them you'd have to have an inside swaging pin, and a flat ram on the outside. Or okay. if you do the lathe thing, then you're going to make the rim thinner in that area. If the extractor winds up on that area again, it might not extract.
Yeah.
So. I don't think I'd go the lathe direction for sure.
Okay. And that would be beyond my capability anyway.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks,
Sam. We have open lines. You want to give us a call at 512-248-8252. At some point, we would love to have a firearms tip of the week, sir.
All right. Let's do that at the top of the hour.
Okay, we'll do that at the top of the hour. Anything on the legislative front that's new and interesting we need to know about, sir?
Oh, yeah, there's a number of things. Of course, we had a big trial. You know, the federal government sued the state of Missouri in federal court, saying that the Second Amendment Preservation Act was unconstitutional. And there was a big hearing in federal court on that very issue. And I don't know if you remember a guy named Jim Talent, who was a congressman in Missouri for years.
I know Jim Talent quite well, and he knows me. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this guy was, in my opinion, you know, he talked out of both sides of his mouth. He said he was pro-Second Amendment and pro-the-Constitution, a Republican, and he, in fact, voted for some of the worst gun control and most unconstitutional stuff imaginable. Here's the ironic thing, John. His son Jim Talent's son represented the state of Missouri in this Second Amendment preservation suit and did a fantastic job.
Well, good for him.
Absolutely smoked the Department of Justice lawyers. So, you know, maybe what Jim Talent wasn't capable of, maybe his son is, in actually defending the Constitution. Because his son, when I heard it was Jim Talent's son, the only lawyer in defense of the Second Amendment Preservation Act, I cringed. And then when I heard the guys talking about the job he did, I was like, well, isn't that a miracle? Fantastic.
Well, in the September 1994, Jim Talent was either the last or next to last vote that passed the high-capacity magazine and assault weapons ban. Now, a few weeks later, he gave his last public presentation. He never spoke in, and I've been, well, maybe he has, but not that I'm aware of. He never spoke in public at a public, where an event where the public was invited ever again.
Oh, people wanted to hang the turncoat bastard.
Oh, yes. But here's the icing on the cake. The NRA continued to support this man after that.
Well, because the NRA is run by FBI agents. The NRA is not run by the NRA board. They're run by retired FBI agents that control the NRA law enforcement division.
Well, I was so disappointed to see that. But
yeah.
Well, that's enough. I don't want to devote any more airtime to that traitor, Jim Talent. But it sounds like his son turned out to be a patriot.
His son's acting like a real American in federal court, and good for him. We should support him, and may God bless him and his family.
All right. What is the son's name, if you know, sir?
I think it might be Michael.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, let's move on from there. Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I talked to some parts places around here, and they were short for a while on the diesel oil, as far as like the, and I can't ever remember the brand name of it, that has the all the additives in it, and it's different weight, like 15W by 30 or something.
1540 and 1545. Rotella is the most common thing that people use.
Okay, well, is there a stopgap that you could try to do? Like, could you get something similar weight oil like that and throw a bunch of zinc in it? You know, the zinc additives that you can find. That's one of the main additives, isn't it, for anti-wear and diesel is the zinc. That's what I've heard. The Jeep guys are using that particular brand, which I cannot remember the name of it, in their Jeeps, and it quietens down that rattle that some of the 4.0 Jeeps have, you know.
Well, here's the problem when you go trying to put additives in your own oil. If the additive is not in the right molecular state when you add it to the oil and you don't know how to mix it in, here's what's going to happen. Your additives are going to clog your oil pressure sensor, and they're going to clog small holes in your turbo. You're going to have all kinds of problems. So it's probably not the best idea in the world. One of the things you can do, though, is you can use a 1540 or a 10W40 or a 5W40 oil that doesn't have additives in it and change it every 6 to 8 weeks. But that's going to chew up all the oil in this country for cars. It's a problem. And if you can get a couple of extra changes of oil and stockpile that, that's the smartest thing you can do.
Mike, I would also suggest you look at AMSOIL synthetic oils. I am an AMSOIL dealer. They have an excellent line of oils for diesel and gasoline engines, both.
Well, the other thing is, have you heard about blending your own filtered? Of course, you have to kind of filter it. But from what I've heard, if you can get gallons of methanol, it's about a 10-to-1 ratio. If you can get a higher quality or process this yourself, vegetable oil, that you can make your own diesel fuel. The only, like you say, there's these modern trucks from 2011 on, they have to have this additive poured in to the clean up the emissions. And, good old boys always seem to find a hack. There's got to be a hack for some of these newer trucks to where you can still drive them even though you don't have that.
What actually happens when you make biodiesel and you run it in a vehicle that's had regular diesel is all the impurities in the lines and the metal surfaces leach out of your engine and cause big problems. Okay, so
you stockpile some filters, to change out, I guess.
Yeah, you would have to stockpile filters. The best way to make your own diesel fuel is actually with pond scum. Believe it or not, the algae in the ponds are the easiest thing to get lipids out of and make high quality diesel fuel.
I've heard there's an operation in Florida that's been doing that for a few years. But, I mean, obviously you're going to have to, there's a lot of processes involved there, filtering and stuff to isolate it or refine it, I would think.
You need alcohol and some other things in mass to produce the fuel. But if you're going to look into making your own biodiesel fuel, you want to go with the lipids from the algae in ponds. That is
the other thing I've heard.
Far and away the highest quality, least expensive way to make your own biodiesel.
The other thing I've heard is that some of the first gasoline that was ever used was not invented or refined, but it actually is a byproduct of natural gas. It's actually called wet natural gas. And in most places where you see a natural gas well burning, the majority of what they're burning off is so-called wet natural gas, and it can be used in most gasoline engines. Probably not the most modern, you know, but smaller engines.
If you use that in a modern computerized car, like most people drive today, you'll ruin the sensors and ruin the car. So don't do that.
A lot of cars will go into what's called a lope mode, where they'll run anyway, even if the oxygen sensors are clogged up. But I've heard of a lot of people cutting their catalytic converters off before they get stolen, and they use something called an anti-foul sleeve, which is meant for spark plugs, but it'll fit over the oxygen sensors. And if you have an upstream and a downstream oxygen sensor, you put one of those sleeves on the downstream sensor, and the computer sees a difference between the two, and it keeps on going, even though it's not proper emissions and all that, and you run a risk of getting caught. But there's so much of this theft of catalytic converters going on, and I've heard of people running that solution. And you don't have to worry about your catalytic converter clogging up if you're doing something like this, running some gas that's going to harm your catalytic converter. That's just some of the tricks I've heard and read about. A mechanic actually taught me that trick because he does it on his truck. It just went ahead and cut the catalytic converters off. So there's a lot of inside tricks if you get to people that are doing this day by day, you know. Like I say, good old boy hacks that ain't necessarily all of them on the Internet either. And they'll run for a while. We're talking 2 or 3 years of an emergency situation, and they're trying to outlaw the internal combustion engine, from what I've heard, by 2030 to 2035 in most of the first world countries. That's going to start to affect the supply chain because manufacturers are going to stop producing stuff for these engines as they try to phase out to whatever they're going to, hydrogen fuel cells and electric cars. The supply chain for internal combustion engine, that's only 8 years away.
Right. Mike, we've exhausted that topic pretty well. Anything else,
right,
sir?
Oh, that was it. That's what I thought. Okay. I'd chime
okay.
in with.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
I have a question. If the Supreme Court had ever or whatever either declare the rule, the Second Amendment to be obsolete and thus null and void, which is highly unlikely, or if it was ever to be set to the states to repeal the Second Amendment, what would be the reaction in the general public? What kind of reaction would that cause on the street, and how would the media react to it?
Sam, you want to address that?
Yeah, well, first off, they'll have to pack the court because that's not going to happen with the current court. It could easily happen if they pack the court with justices. That could happen overnight. But we have state constitutions as well. So, like in Missouri, it depends on the state, but like in Missouri, we have a provision very similar to the Second Amendment, that the people have the right to keep and bear arms.
We'll continue after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, we are back. We are back. Sam, let's continue with a response to John, sir.
Okay, so it depends on your state law. Most states in the United States have a state constitution. The Supreme Court repealing the Second Amendment doesn't change the state constitutions, nor does it give the federal government authority. they can try and steal the authority through an activist court or through some type of executive order from Biden, but those people aren't legislators. The people aren't going to stand for it. Nobody in America is giving up their rifles other than Californians and New Yorkers. And the rest of the country is like, screw you. Come take them. And like I said, if people come to take your guns or your food or all of the things that you need to sustain life, just kill them and move on.
Okay. John, you got your answer. Anything else?
But what I asked you, what would happen in the media? How would they react to it? What's a sort of message would they start putting out?
The media is part of the corporate globalist takeover. They don't work for you. They don't have your best interest at heart. So most of the mainstream media, if not all of it, including Fox News, is going to paint people that stand up for their rights as terrorists, just like they did Grandma and Grandpa on January 6th, tried to paint all of the Trump supporters and protesters as terrorists. Yet they would openly support Antifa or Black Lives Matter terrorizing and killing policemen. This is your media. They're liars, okay? So the media is gonna say, oh, so-and-so radical terrorist was killed by police today, okay? And they're not going to tell you that this guy stood for his rights and killed seven of these criminals that tried to take his guns. They're not going to tell you the truth. So the simple answer to the media is expect them to tell you what the globalist takeover clowns want you to hear, nothing else.
So, you think that would be if that ever happened, or if it was the Second Amendment was repealed, would that be the signal for a lot of Kool-Aid to start flowing out in the streets?
Absolutely.
Okay, John, we do thank you for your call. We got a top of the hour break coming up. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, we got an election coming up in November. President Trump, who I have some issues with, and I know you do, looks like he's helping a lot of conservative, patriotic men and women get elected to Congress, though, isn't he?
Well, I was very impressed with Trump's opinion of Vicky Hartzler, someone running for Senate here in Missouri. He pegged her.
All right, here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
truth.